Malaquías chapter 2. Listen up, I saw Christopher Boca, I put a soma, we leave Ukria, Titus, now Tito, chapter 2.
Titus, chapter 2, again, that is about instruction given by Paul to Titus, you know, to instill quality in the church.
People prefer Pere, Kuri, Tito, na Paolo, Kabuta T.
We always ask, what is a good church? What is a perfect church? So a perfect church or a good church must possess the quality as laid down here. First, I want to make a distinction between qualities or virtues and gifts. So, a gifted church is not necessarily a good church. Just like a very talented person may not be a good person in the eyes of God. When we study the book of 1 Corinthians, Paul says that this church is full of the gift of God. And yet we find that the church at Corinth at that time was not a perfect church.
So
in the eyes of God, the believers were like babies. Why were they like this? Paul says because they were envy and strife. And division amongst the members. So they were considered carnal. And they behaved just like carnal men. So you find that qualities or virtues is not are not the same as gifts. We don't deny the importance of a gift in the church. Obviously, if gifts are used by good people or good believers, surely the church will grow spiritually. Now we look at chapter 2. Here Paul instructs Timothy to speak the things which are. Titus chapter 2, verse 1.
Titus chapter 2, verse 1.
Here Paul instructed Titus to speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine.
Apa Paulo aeva Tito ati ave uwa kusambilisha ifintu ufya mcheteka nyam.
For Titus to speak things which are proper in a way is to what? Is to instill quality to the church.
So
that's why we find that a worker can either instill quality of Christ to the church or what? He can be a source of corruption to the church. So what is the teaching the church can have a direct impact on the growth of the church.
If you disambili shamulukuta, kari kwa chagusuma na nohubi, mukati kalukuta.
Titus was told that to remind the older men to be sober.
Apa iso awewele kutete awa ume awa kalamba ukuba awa mtete kanya.
To be reverent, temperate, strong in faith, and in love, in patience.
Awa mushie, awa fuka, awa tuntulu, mukutetekela, mukutemwa, mukutwalilila.
To be sober means to be very watchful.
Ukuba awa mchetekanya, mukutia tiba kuwe bakulola.
Very clear of your own spirituality and you know the condition of the church.
Babe awa yana kubia kufia mupashu wavo kabi fufine kulukuta.
So older men must always show reverence, must always fear God.
Bantu awa, awa kalamba, bantu wafile, baba wafatia lesa akatina.
In fact, this is the most important point
here.
If a person fears God, surely he is a sober person. He will cultivate himself to be temperate. We find that God will help him to grow up in faith. So in every aspect, like in love, in patience, there is always what? They are always like an example to others. Now also for the older women, they are told to be reverent in behavior, not the slanderers, not given too much wine, teachers of good things. We can understand why Paul says young women must be reverent in behavior. So that they are not busybody. Always trying to poke into the affairs of other people. It's like what we call a nosy pucker. Always want to know, you know, people's stuff. Now here we also told that there are women, older women should not be given too much wine. Please
use
this reason for yourself to drink it. Right? Now also, what? Older women should be teachers of good things. This is exactly the opposite of being slanderous, you know? If I'm a slanderer, can I be a teacher of good things? These two are exactly the opposite to one another. You find that probably, I guess, this is the weakness of the system. Always like gossiping. Probably that this is the weakness of women. But we know that with the truth, with the power of God, a person can be truly transformed. You can imagine within the church, older women can behave in a God-fearing manner, and are ever ready to teach the younger generation good things concerning God, we find that they can introduce a lot of spiritual benefits to the church. Now for the younger women, they must be told to love their husbands, to love their children. Meaning that this is like a family focused thing. So a younger woman must learn to love the husband. We find that the duty of a younger woman is to teach her children.
Nero inchito ya mwana kashumwa eche ya kutila afuile asambilisha abana bakwe.
Sometimes, complain.
Nyonse, turomfako kuhirishanya.
A young mother may not be able to serve God very effectively.
Kutwa mwana tinyine fomwa eche, teta pingelesa wino.
Because a young mother has what? A duty to look after a young family,
right?
Serving God is not limited only to doing works in the church or preaching or sermonizing. Bringing up the children in the way of the Lord is also serving God.
It's
also a kind of divine work. In fact, I would say one of the most important divine works. You can imagine if a young mother has done so much for the church. When the children have grown up, all of them are no longer God fearing. You find that this is very, very sad, isn't it? So you find that bringing up children is also a divine work. That's why we need to encourage the young mothers in the church to look after the husband and the children. Young women need to be discreet as well. Needs to be discreet. needs to be chased.
Ava msangwela.
Homemakers.
Ave kala kumwabo.
Good.
Ava suma.
Obedience to their own husband.
Ava nakila. Ava ulume babo.
So we find that younger women should focus very much on what? On their spiritual cultivation. So that whatever they speak, whatever they do, can reflect this spiritual quality. Again, we find that for younger women, her focus of work should be on their own
family.
Must be homemakers. Must turn their families, their home into godly families and homes. Create an environment in their own homes. Which is conducive for the spiritual growth of their children and their husbands. Sometimes you see that young mother can have a lot of share in the family. If they are God fearing, they can really create a very positive impact on the church. The family will be what? Be brought together to worship God, Now, here it also says, must be obedience to the old husband. After all, this is the duty of a wife. In this way, the word of God may not be
blasphemed.
You find that
in
this, you know, sometimes the word of God is blasphemed because believing wives are not behaving too well. Not just blasphemed by people who do not know God. Their actions actually is a blasphemy against the word of God. We must not think that blasphemy always comes from other people. Because their action can be what? They themselves can be a cause to blaspheme God.
Bantu abene kuti baba etuntuko ya kumi ya miponto ya kufontela lesa.
Now verse 6. For the younger men,
na,
they must be sober minded.
Naba umeva iche ba fuire ba.
Must be very clear.
Eva abalumendo efyo ifyo fine ukuba abate kanya.
You find that young men are more impulsive.
Dasangai naba umeva.
You know, compared to an older person. A young man is less experienced. In many aspects of life. So we find that, you know, a young man does not really know, you know, what is dangerous and what is not so dangerous. So what? Young men must be sober-minded, very alert spiritually.
And
must be able to discern very clearly. Paul in verse 7 included the Titus because he was a young man himself.
Paulo mu verse 7 amwene tata Tito kuti ari mwana umwe mulumendo kanshe kumubikira pechikomwe china ngifunde eri.
That's why you yourself must also be a pattern of good works.
Nacho amwebere kuti iwe wemwine ufwire wavaicha kumwena kom.
You find that all these workers in the apostolic church always talk about these patterns.
Tumemona vaba vomfi vonse munshushava shava tumwa vakwete iwe mutanti.
For example. Always talk about example. We turn to Philippians chapter 3. We read verse 17.
Verse 17.
Brethren, join in following my example and not those who so walk as you have asked for a pattern.
Mweva munyina neveni abakupashanya kabili lolekesheni evende fi ifyo fine mwatu kwata ichipasho.
So Paul was very confident, and Paul and other workers were very confident to tell the church that now follow my example.
Paulo nababomfina bambi bali abaku.
And also look at those who have done so. you have me, us.
Now I'm quite angry.
You know sometimes how many of us stay the same with the church in this.
Do you want to teach our chapmanako you?
what pattern does he have?
Ngachamwena kuchamzango chani mwa?
He doesn't have a pattern of good work.
Takwa chimpasho ichakumwena ko.
What he showed to us is a worldly pattern.
Echa tulanga chakumubiri.
How to be more worldly?
Echa tulanga fefi akuba chamusonde.
Very difficult.
Chavecha shupa.
So Paul talks about this pattern.
Aulo alanda kufia msangwepe.
That's why he said to Timothy.
Echualanda kwe Timothy.
So Timothy must be a living example to the church.
That Timothy afuiri ava echa kumwena kwa cha mweo.
That's not, you know, to be God's workers.
Wakuna cha mweo mfiba kwa lesa.
It's not just about doing work.
He pamula ndu wa kushafi nchito.
It's not about preaching. It's not just about
sermonizing.
It's not just about going out to reach out to more people. Equally important is that one. We must be a pattern of good work. Wherever we go, people can see that we are actually what? The bearer of the good works of Christ.
We are to avanga vak sender. Ichapumena kocha mirimo isuma ya kwalesa.
We'll come back to verse 7.
We're in verse 7.
Paul says in doctrine, show yourself to be in in doctrine, showing integrity.
Mufintu fionse ule ilanga kulivene ichapumena po.
If you have accepted something, then you can you simply change it? Then you are not a man of integrity. So if you have received the doctrine, then you must show your steadfastness in it. Reverence, incorruptibility. Meaning that this reverence in you cannot die away. It must always be in you. It must go on and on. Now, verse 8. Now, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that one who is an opponent may be ashamed, having nothing even evil to say of you.
Uso say jewo chitundu ichishinga sekwa, ukuti uafinka asevane pakukanawa nakavi nangu kamo aka kusosa pari ifwe.
So our speech is also very important. We must present ourselves in such a way that we are beyond what? Condemnation. So that those who accuse us will be put to the shame. So that they have nothing to speak evil against us. Obviously, when you are being criticized, being attacked, sometimes we find that this is inevitable. It will happen. Even Jesus being such a perfect person, he was also badly criticized and accused. We turn to 1 Peter.
1 Petro,
chapter 2, we read verse 21 to 23. Okay. To this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, did not revile in return, when he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself of him who judges righteously.
Pantu nitichi ne mwaitilweko. Pakuti na Kristo achulile imwe. Nokumushirecha kumwena ko. Ukuti mukonke mumakasa yakwe. Wene tachichile ulubembu. Nobu chenjeshi tabwasa angilwe mkanu wakakwe. Wene ilo atukilwe tatu kene. Ilo achulile tapangiche iyo lelo aipele kukupingulo wa mwalungama.
This is what Christ has shown us while he was on the cross.
Ifi efyo shukulu Yesu atlangile ido ali pachapindama.
He was able to commit himself to God.
Adwa kuipelesha umwine kulesa.
Because God is the one who judges righteously.
And lesa eu pingula mfya bulungami.
I think this aspect of our spiritual cultivation is something that we must learn as well.
Ichi chakukwicha kuikula kwewe ne chitu chawe chikankala kuchita.
You know, Satan always make use of different individuals to go against us, to attack us verbally.
Satana ala bumpya abantu balikanalekana pokuta tibalande ifibe pali vaifwe.
So if we are not well cultivated,
ngatatuli aba akulu wabwino wino,
we find that we can be defeated by Satan.
Awe kuti wachimfiwa na Satana.
So we find that even when Christ was crucified and at the most a difficult moment, he was in excruciating pain, and yet he was able to watch and trust himself.
In
this way, we are children and we are the workers of God.
Richi alange kuti tuli abana kana avo mfiba kwa lesa.
Now I want to read chapter 4.
Chapter 4,
First Peter.
Depa kubelanga mu 1 Peter chapter 4.
We read verse 14 and then we read verse 16.
Tubeleng in chapter 14 kana 16.
If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you. For the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. This is very encouraging. When you truly reproach, you are reproached for the sake of Christ. The Spirit of God shall rest upon you. Meaning you shall experience the presence of God. The second part is that on their part, those who persecute you or those who reproach you, God is blasphemed. But on our part, God is glorified.
That's verse 16. The last
part.
At uchu la umo wa muri imwe ngetala mganitala msoka nangungo mukupu nangunge chintatube nangungo wa mulomo lelo ngo muntu achula okuwa mwina Kristu Eva Nelsoni lelo achindikilesa muri ichi.
Now verse 16. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter.
Lelongo muntu achulira pakuva mwina Kristu Eva Nelsoni lelo achindikilesa muri ichi.
Even though we do our best,
nangu tichite fisuma,
you know, sometimes we still face with what? Attack and persecution.
Panshtemo tulava ava kupakaswa.
That's why we want, in time of being persecuted, our words must be, put it this way, must be few.
Echo, ilo nchwe paka suwa, ama shui yesu yako sosa, ya fude ya mafia ya nini.
Otherwise, yeah, you know, whatever we speak, yeah, can become what? can sin against God.
Ngechecho ngatwalande fingi au kuti vabemukila lesa.
Now we look at verse 9.
Lotion verse 9.
Now we turn back to chapter 2.
Where in chapter 2, Tito.
Here, encouragement is given to born servants. Physically, I'm talking about physical born servants.
Apanomba ubachinchishua abasha
Meaning slave must listen to their masters, obedient to their own masters.
At eva abasha ukunakila abachiwinda wabo bene.
Again, must be pleasing in all things, meaning whatever is given to him to do. A slave must do it.
Not
to argue back with the master. So this is the duty of a slave. In fact, we can look at this in our relationship with God.
He's
the master of righteousness. And we are the slaves of righteousness. So slave must fully submit what to the masters. In this hand it says not pilfering. You know what pilfering is? Steal small.
Verse 10, Parentida, Veva Ava Abo Avon Abo Manako Nambuqui Vacopano Panono.
Even though it means thieving, but stealing, but this word of pilfering or pilferage means you steal very small.
The Mukuiva Nambuchava issued up that Quiva. Lelo, it is we have to quiva pa, valet and good at it. Don't feel quiva panono panono yo.
For example, if you work in a company,
Takuti, Mulabombelamu,
the company. You know that there are things that are not yours. You cannot say, company stuff, let me take it. No, this is pilfering. Not acceptable.
You
take anything that does not belong to you, that is thieving. So you cannot do that. So unless you have been given permission to do so, even if you come into this compound, you see guava outside, you cannot just pick any dog.
You
go and ask the owner.
What
can I eat?
Pilfering.
You cannot.
So
anything that does not belong to you, you cannot take. That's the way. Meaning, a slave must be very honest. But showing all good fidelity, showing all good honesty, that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. Meaning that by teaching the church, all these virtues and qualities, you find that the believers within will put on the word of God.
Kusanga kuti lati abasumina bakafuala mbele ya kwalesa no kichewe cha kwalesa.
This is how the church can be adorned.
If
you look at what has been said so far, actually these are the what? The acts of righteousness of the saints. So when you look at Revelation, so when Christ comes to what? Mary, what? His wife. And the wife must put on what? White linen, isn't it? What does the white linen represent? The righteous deeds of the saints. These are the righteous deeds. Now we look at verse 11. To verse 13. Here it talks about how God has brought salvation to all men. This is the grace of God. But there is a teaching there. We must learn the lessons of salvation well. Or the lesson that Christ has brought salvation to us. We know that Christ came to die for our sin. For us now who live in Christ, must deny ungodliness and worldly lusts. This is very important. We have been bought by the blood of Jesus. All of us here have been bought by the blood of Jesus. And so the moral lesson is that
we are no wise
deny ungodliness. Anything that leads you to the works of the flesh should be stopped completely. Must put a stop to it. In Colossians it said all this must be put to death. Just like crucify them on the cross. So that we can live soberly. So we find that if we were to what? To taint ourselves with corruption, it is difficult for us to live soberly. It's difficult for us to live righteously. Because we have to live godly in this what? Present wicked age. We turn to Acts chapter 2. We can see that before the 3,000 were baptized, apart from telling them the importance of baptism and the receiving of the Holy Spirit, verse 40 says, and with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation.
Ashimikishepo nefye wufingi ifingi nokuba papata ati mwitule kunkulo iya pondama.
Yeah, so we find that the apostle actually taught them what? Things concerning how they can be saved from this perverse generation. This generation is wicked.
It's a
perverse generation.
Ninkulo yapondama.
So we must come out from it.
Kanti betu afuma mo.
Philippians.
Muna vena Filipo.
We read chapter 2.
Chapter 2. Vena Filipo chapter 2.
We read verse 15.
Venengumkwai verse 15.
Philippians chapter 2 verse 15.
Vena Filippo chapter 2 verse 15.
That you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world.
Ukuti muwe avabulo mulandu kabiri avafuka avana vakwalesa avabula akalema mu mukati kankulu iya ponda makabidi iya fuluka muri iyi mumoneka nge nyengelo panonse.
That's why again here we are told we must be blameless and harmless children. So that we can come out from this one. Crooked and perverse generation.
Return
back to Titus chapter
2. Where Tito chapter 2?
Titus chapter 2.
Tito chapter 2.
We look at verse 13.
Verse 13.
You find that when we are no longer in this perverse generation, when we live with the perverse generation, we find that our focus on God is much, much more intense. The hope of Christ coming is much, much more what? True to us. Why? Because we free ourselves from corruption. Sometimes this hook of future eternal glory is not real to us. It
seems.
Because the eyes of the heart have been blinded. That's why Paul says that he prayed that God will what? Brighten up the eyes of your hearts. To see how great the salvation that the Lord has brought to them. You find that this hope that we have before also become very vain, not real.
You
know that Jesus Christ has given us this hope? According to the scriptures and in faith, we believe that he will appear again. Now, I want you to look at verse 14. Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good work.
Waipele palifwe ukuti atuluvule kupulumushi wonse nokuisangulwira abantu bakwe bene abachinchirile muri mousuma.
So we find that God has chosen us.
Not
just for salvation alone. While we are still in this world, He has prepared us for good works. I think this idea is well discussed in the book of Ephesians chapter 2. I want you to turn to Ephesians chapter 2. We read verse 10.
Verse 10.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10.
Then Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10.
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Kanti tuli chibumbwa chakwalesa avalengelwe muri Kristu Yesu kukulu bombe muri mousuma iyo lesa ape epake nshishili vela ukuti emo twende.
In fact, doing good work is the what duty of those who have been recreated in Christ, meaning those who have been baptized into Christ.
Ukuchite mirimo isuma yava kuri abo bantu abalengwa chipya chipya mukutila aba vachiwa muri Kristo.
So according to Paul in Titus, that we must be zealous for good work.
Mukuringana Paulo kuri Tito tufetwa aba kavila mukubo mulimo usuma.
Now this is something that God has prepared us to walk in it.
Ichi echo nesa atpakanisha ifwe kuti twendelemo.
Now how can we be zealous? Again, we said, if our hearts, the eyes of our hearts are not open, or if our hearts are hardened by sin, tainted with what? With this perversion of the world? Surely this zeal for doing good work will begin to die down. So we have been made, remade by God. Therefore we must keep ourselves pure and holy. Just like we said in chapter 1 verse 16, these people were also believers, but they were disqualified from every good work, every single good
work.
Why? Because they profess to know God, but in their life, in their behavior, they betray or deny God.
And vamwe vadi abakwishibalesa valela ndibadi mwishibalesa lero mumele yabo michitire yabo valangile fye kutila tabamwishibalesa nakadiyabo.
So if we do not cultivate ourselves,
ngachakuta tule ikula fwebene,
we find that we can be disqualified from doing good works.
Tukasanga ukutila vatufumyako mukutisa mulimo usuma.
Today we are here to learn the word of God.
Ilelo tule sambilila so
that we can be corrected, we can be reproved, we can be instructed in the way of righteousness.
So
that we are recognized as the vessel or the people of the servant of God. So we must use the word of God to make ourselves complete. So that we are thoroughly equipped for every good work. So we find that good works that must be done. Now, obviously, there are different types of good works. For example, helping the poor is good works. Preaching is good work. Encouraging our brothers and sisters is also a form of good works. But you find that the good work mentioned by
Paul
should lead us to the point of being built up completely. But the important thing is this. The good works must be what? Must be maintained. I want you to read chapter
3.
We read verse 8. Here we are told that we must be careful to maintain good works.
We read
verse
14.
We must learn to maintain good works. Meaning whoever has a need, we must what? Quickly help. So sometimes when you do good works, then you can become what? Tired, isn't it? But we must not become weary of doing good works. Now I'm going to turn to Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6, we read verse 9.
Galatians chapter 6, verse 9.
And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Now, there is a question we need to ask. How are we going to do good works? I think there is a principle. Now we come to chapter 3, verse 1.
Chapter 3, verse 1. Yeah, Tito.
Chapter 3, verse 1.
Chapter 3, verse 1.
He says, remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work. The sense of readiness to do good work must be there. How can we be ready? According to Paul here, obedience is required. Must be willing to subject. In this case, to authority, the land of the Lord. If we are required to submit ourselves to the land of the law, the law of the land, should we not all the more submit ourselves to the rules of God? When we submit God, submit to God, it is like we are readying ourselves for doing good work. So without submission, it's impossible to do good work. So the basis for doing good work is to submit to God. Now we come back to chapter 2. We read verse 15. Speak these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one despise you.
Lande fifyonse kabiri chinchisha no kweva ula kumaka yonse. Wileka umuntu na ngumo akusule.
So if we can do good works ourselves, we become an example to all. So when we speak, we find that our word comes out with power. No one will despise you. This is how we obtain power in our ministry. Not by craving for position, but rather by obeying God's rules. You know, when you obey God, you try your best to obey God in every aspect of your work, or every conceivable aspect of your life. Then you find that God's presence shall rest upon you. Then no one will despise you. You carry the power of God with you. You know that God can vest his power upon us. But we cannot put the power of God on ourselves. No, we can't do it. It has to come from God. To have that power requires to do good works.
Okay, chapter 2. Chapter 2.
Are you point or anything you want to use?
Agafariko chumocha kulunda po na ngu lipisho.
Interesting question. We can leave it until.
Yari nafi nsuntula nafi mbika pa mulingo umbi.
This is my starting point.
Yes, wila apa eji tuko ya ndinomba. Pamonga mwana umucheche ule lishua. Na tuta sala pi farichi.
Well, each and every one of you to say something before we conclude
the afternoon. Mchungulo ito tuwa malala nda pichila umomo. Chinchisha noko eva ula na makayonse.
It's like if you are a leader in the church.
Chinga nga unintu ungulu shumuru kuta.
You tell people.
Waweba bantu.
Don't come late for church services.
Mwila isa. Mwila chelu haku kuisa mkuma pepo.
At the same time, you yourself are a leader.
Kavili mwewe ni mwintu ungulu shi.
You come late.
Mwile chelu.
Each time you go for service, you go late.
Parishita yo mwile isa kuchechi hawe ni mulechelwa.
Now if you rise up in the church,
ngamwaima mulukuta,
try to rebuke other people who come late.
No kalipira abantu bambele abalechelwa.
I don't want to do it to his authority.
Tamwaka chiche na makai yo.
Because no one is going to obey you.
Panta paina ngumu unga kwacho kumina kila imwe.
You cannot be a good example to.
Panta muri chaku mwenako kubantu.
If you come early,
lelonga mulewa ba kuisba kubangila.
And you stand in the church.
Kaya mwaimina mulukuta.
You rebuke the whole church.
No kukalipira ulukuta lonse.
And the members of in the church.
Kaya ba member la mulukuta.
They will respect you.
Waino kumpera mchinshi.
They will acknowledge that authority.
Waka wakaba wakusumisha ayamaka. Kantu uri uchaku mwenako kuli abo bantu.
I think I appreciate that.
Any other supplement you want to make?
Chintu etu engalu vimpimbe fimungalu ndapo.
Now I believe in this, okay?
Nasumemucham sangwe
vim. We are all here together to learn because we have our own imperfections.
Vule muno vonsem kusambilila. And not quite a one
that's why I believe that the word of God, the truth, sanctifies us. You know, each time when we discuss the word of God, we are made aware of our own weaknesses. When we have come to know about it, that we need to put effort into correcting ourselves. Even though I'm here to teach, you know, every time when I talk about the word, you know, it's like the word is talking to me. And I know very well. Where my imperfection is, and I know that I have to work on it as well. To make myself to be a better person or better worker in the eyes of God. I believe in this way, collectively speaking, the church will grow.
That's what
you know. it's not strange, but it's quite unique in the sense that when Paul was talking about the young man, he actually tied Titus in.
Paulo Vialela and Pavantu, Nang Pavalmendo Bachiche, Nungabaiche, our would have Tito no mubika mo.
Why did he do that?
Nisha chilepio.
Because Titus was a young worker.
And to Tito Ari Mubon Fumaiche.
And that aspect of the troop is specifically for him.
Ito chari chakwa when Tito. Everything.
Now I have a question. I think about this. Who preached to the Cretans?
Niani washimikire kuvena Crete.
Anyone? Is there any idea?
Nani winga ukwete kweliano? Yes.
Silas.
Tito.
Titus.
Says Titus.
No, I thought Paul left him there.
There's with Papa Paulo ewa mushire kuria.
Is it not?
Chapter 1, verse 5.
It seems that there was a time that Paul and Titus were together.
And
said, for this reason, I left you in Crete. So both Paul and Titus actually went to Crete together.
Where
is this place?
Does
anyone have any idea?
Asia Minor.
It's here.
Algeria, Pam.
It's here, okay.
I think on
his way to Rome, he passed through.
Giyo area ku Rome, kuna ku Roma apitire ku Crete.
In Acts 27 says going to a Rome, a Crete.
Acts chapter 27. It is fishing capture. Verse 7.
When we have sailed slowly many days and run with different difficulty of snake nidus, the wind not making us proceed to sail under the south of
And then on 12, it mentioned Crete again, in the harbor of Crete.
Mwaverenga wele wele mchapter.
This come.
Chapter. I'm reading about Rome. Verse 12, huh? 21, verse 7. Also verse 12. 12-4.
No, I also think here, judging from the early church where the 3,000 came to believe it.
Tuwe munaiwa wa makana ya tatu ya shiram kusumina.
Amongst them were Cretans.
Pari nawenda Crete.
We read chapter 2 verse 11.
Chapter 2, verse 11.
So, maybe it's not Paul who preached to them.
limbite Paulo washimikiye kuri bene.
Probably because according to Titus chapter 1.
Kulingana Tito chapter 1.
You find that Paul specifically mentioned those of the circumcision, right?
Bantu apa Paulo alanda kuri abo bamusa.
So there could be that there were Jews in that place.
Emukuti amwa kwa ali aba yudo mwana mwa ali ba yudo mkrete.
Who speak Christian?
Aba lela tichikrete.
Return to Jerusalem.
Aba boele ku Jerusalem. Babushwa pente, kwa pente kuswa boele la kuriya.
Obviously, we know that these people were came to believe.
When
you study the four of Acts, believers kept it.
Chapter 8, verse 1.
Now Saul was consenting to his death. At that time, a great persecution arose against the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the region of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles.
Umuri uri abushuku mwaimine kupakasa kukalamba parukuta mu Yerusalem, na bonse bapala nganiwe mufyalo fya Judea na Samaria, kano abatumwa.
So very likely, these people could have returned to Crete.
Tashirangwati ababantu babwelele kukerete.
But we can check it out.
Fight shawino wino.
So at least we know that in chapter 2 verse 11 they were Cretan on the day of Pentecost.
Na tushobuta pamushukwa Pentecost kwa ile bena Crete kwile nchende mu Yerusalem.
There were Arabs so
kwa ile bena Arabia, Emovadi.
Also American.
That's where you are, Shileko.
Alright, any more points to add on?
Chapter 2. Chapter 2.
I think the next hour we should be able to finish chapter 3.
Let Mola Yashala Kwei Kutwapish chapter 3.
So what I'm going to do in the afternoon is this. You are allowed to ask questions. We may discuss, yeah? But after that,
you
also spend some time to allow each one of you to talk about, you know, what you want to do for the church. How you feel about, you're coming here learning the word of God.
Echo mwa mlemfwa pakwisha kwenu kuno kusambilira kaino kya kutira mulu kuta.
At night time we will continue with our doctrine lesson.
Mwishe ya mushuku au kwa laba kulanda pafia
So anything to add on to chapter 2?
Chapter 2.
To me the key verse is in verse 7 and verse 15. So even though the teaching here were to be given to the church. So without Titus showing a pattern of good works. We find that all the instructions given by Paul cannot be effectively
conveyed.
Especially with this kind of church, yeah, with people who are very unrefined in a way. Who is going to listen to
Titus?
He can't speak, you know, the word of God with authority and power.
Teta landi cheo cha kwale sana maka.
Okay.
Isuma.
forget.
Isuma. Tapari.
Any supplement.
Kulundapo.
Oh, sorry to share with one another.
Oya chungala chanya bonsa pamo.
No.
Tapari.
Alright, we take. We say a silent prayer.
Nah. Kwe kumjaralila.